Track 4. Town Council says no to housing scheme. Newton Abbot Town Council has recommended refusal of a proposed 86-home development, saying it has no master plan by which to judge the application's ability to meet local need. The Walborough Grange site sits in farmland between the town and Abbots Kurzweil. Known as NA3 in the Teignbridge local plan, the wider area is expected to accommodate more than 1,500 dwellings in the coming years. Also in the pipeline are 10 hectares of land for employment use, social and community facilities, green infrastructure, recreation space, and a new road connecting the A380 South Devon Highway with the A381 Totnes Road. The District Council has offered to draft a master plan outlining how the allocated land should be developed, but it is still to produce the document. Yet house builders are already submitting planning applications, leaving town councillors wondering who will deliver the promised infrastructure. Chairman of Newton Abbot Town Council's Planning Committee, Councillor Mike Joyce, said, "We had no choice but to recommend refusal of the Walborough Grange proposals, as we don't know whether it's a good deal or not. Without a master plan for NA3, we can only speculate whether other applications will meet the overall need. For example, the amount of affordable housing proposed for Walborough Grange is below the district's level of 20%. It's like we're being offered individual pieces of a very large jigsaw puzzle and being asked to drop them in place without ever seeing the picture. The decision we make now will affect thousands of people for generations to come. We don't always want to say no to new housing, but must have the means to judge whether each proposal helps to deliver the overall aim, and for that we need a master plan."
20 mile per hour limits near Newton schools. Devon County Council is implementing new 20 mile per hour speed restrictions near Newton Abbot schools and colleges to help ensure that pupils, students and staff can walk to and from school in safety. Work to make changes, such as new signs and road markings on all or part of 13 roads in the vicinity of the town's primary and secondary schools, starts in mid-September. Once the authority has completed the works, part or all of the 13 roads will have 20 mile per hour speed restrictions during each school's drop-off and pick-up times. The 20 mile per hour restrictions will be a mixture of mandatory and advisory speed limits, marked out with a variety of signs and road markings. The times of the restrictions on each road will depend on the opening hours of each school in the road's vicinity and will be active for an hour before school starts and an hour after it closes. Amy Grasshoff, head teacher of Newton Abbot College, said, "We welcome the 20 mile per hour speed restrictions coming into effect in mid-September, as they will help ensure our students can get safely to and from college every day. The current road set and speed limit means there is a high volume of traffic moving quickly through the middle of our two sites and up and down on Old Exeter Road, which increases the risk of an accident when you have 1,400 students on roll who are arriving, moving between sites and leaving at the end of the college day. We're also keen for increased road markings to be put in place to make it clear where pedestrians have the right of way to make the roads around our site even safe for our students. The scheme is fully supported by each educational facility and follows a consultation in 2021 on proposals for a town-wide 20 mile per hour speed limit. The results from the consultation showed that this was not supported, with 79% opposed, but responses to the same consultation also strongly supported, 77%, a scheme outside schools. Councillor Janet Bradford, the local member for Newton Abbot South, said, "Residents have been listened to, and an expectation of slower traffic on roads near our schools must be a benefit for our children. Keeping our children safer in Devon is a priority." Councillor Phil Bullivant, the local member for Newton Abbot North, said, Delivering a safer environment for children around our schools is welcome and follows the extensive consultation that took place considering the wider application of the 20 mile per hour options within Newton Abbot. By focusing on areas around schools and applying restrictions tied into school hours, we'll give drivers more encouragement to hold down their speeds during the critical times at schools' opening and closing periods. It will also support greater walking and cycling by pupils.
Granny murderer jailed for life for brutal killing. A selfish grandson who murdered his grandmother in a brutal attack at her home has been jailed for life. Cameron Dancy Stevenson, who was living rough at the time and is now a patient at Langdon Hospital in Dawlish, was jailed at Exeter Crown Court after Judge Simon Carr heard a moving victim impact statement written on behalf of his entire remaining family, which told of the continuing horror and upset. The statement was written by Marina Stevenson, the killer's aunt, and a daughter of 62-year-old Alison Stevenson, who was stabbed to death at her home in Helston early on May the 25th, 2021. She told of Alison Stevenson's love for her grandson and her failed attempts to help him, which he scorned and rewarded only with threats of violence leading up to the fatal attack. Marina Stevenson said the family had been shocked to the core by the brutality of the attack and told they would never forgive Dancy Stevenson. She said Alison's life was taken by a brutal attack which was made even more despicable as it was committed by the grandson who she loved dearly. She did all she could for you, Cameron. You only cared about yourself and what you could get out of it. Alison must have been terribly scared in the last moments of her life. You are no longer her grandson. You are her murderer. Dancy Stevenson posted a series of threats on his Facebook page and posed in a balaclava mask, which he wore when he broke into retired care home owner Alison's home in Greenbank, Helston, in the early hours. He took a knife from the kitchen and used it to inflict horrific injuries on Alison's neck as she lay helpless in bed. He carried out the attack in revenge for her having called the police when he broke a restraining order by going to her home the previous month. He was due to be sentenced and blamed her for putting him at risk of going back to jail. The judge told him, "It is clear you were angry with your grandmother and blamed her for your predicament and the risk of a further prison sentence. You saw her as the cause of your problems. Nothing could be further from the truth." Miss Anna Vigars, KC defending, said Dancy Stevenson was suffering from schizophrenia at the time, but it was undiagnosed and untreated. His illness left him unable to appreciate his grandmother's kindness or respond appropriately.